Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Amy Marasi Sheyichyu, the schus Moshe Rabin Peshedina, Sustan Eli Yisrael Ben Aviv Elisheva, the schus Rabin Yitzchak Ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, the Refuas, Tzvi Ben Yittel, Rabbi Moshe Ben Malak, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezel, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha, B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. This week's parasha is Parashas Mishpatim. So I thought that it would only be appropriate to talk about Mishpatim. So I saw a tshuva, very fascinating. There's a sefer called the Sefer Zikaron, the Maran Bala Pachad Yitzchak. So those who know me know that one of my primary teachers is the Baal HaPachad Yitzchak. Not that I was zochet to study under him directly. In order to have done that, I would have had to make Aliyah alone when I was 7 years old, or study by him when I was four. You know, leave my nursery and go to the yeshiva and study by him. So it's slightly before my time, but not mipiv, but mipi ksavim, from his writings. So in the Sefer Zikaron from the Baal HaPachad Yitzchak, besides all the Chekav Zachin and all the really interesting, fascinating insights, tidbits, history, Torah, so much, Lamdas, Machshava, many, many different articles. So they also have a section, Kuntres Chedushei Torah, Mehagon Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski. So it's a big schus to be able to remember and learn the Torah of the great Reb Chaim Ozer. Chaim Ozer was born in Tav Reish Chav Gimel, 1863, and he was Nifter in Tav Shin in the year 1940. Born in Vilna to the Marad Aser of David Shlomo, a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter. He, in his youth, he was educated by his father, like many Gedolei Olam, who were studied at home. That's very often where Gedolei Olam developed the best, the most effective, is just to let them be and don't put them in any boxes, you know, like having to conform to any specific mahalach and derech. But the great people, oftentimes, had this insight many, many years ago from Rabbi Beryl Wein. He was talking about all the great ones who never went to yeshiva. Herzog was a ganagon, a mamash agon olam of Herzog. What he knew was an autodidact. He just studied on his own, sitting in Ireland, little son by his father, by himself. Svasemis never went to yeshiva. Soloveitchik never went to yeshiva. Many of the great gaonim who just, you know, like I said, you can't put them in a box. So they need to develop on their own. Of course, there were great gadolim who also went to yeshiva, but they also, if you go to, if it's a good yeshiva, then they can help you go in your own unique path. That's why the in Slobodka, you know, the Alter produced the Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky and Reb Hutner and Reb Aaron Kotler and Reb Ruderman. These are Mamish Gedolei Gedolei America, and each one completely different in his personality, completely different in his thought process, his intellect, but all of them Gedolim and Tzadikim and Gaonim. So, in any event, that's just a historical aside. At some point, he's traveled to Volozhin, and he became close to the Grach, and they had Kishrei Yedidus, right? Where the Grach was a ram in Volozhin, and in Volozhin, Reb Chaim, and they had Kishrei Yedidus for many years. They were good friends. And in Volozhin, Reb Chaim Ozer was misparsing, was a gaon in Torah. And one time he passed through Vilna, and he was honored to darshan in shul, in front of everybody, in front of all the rabbanim, in front of all the lomdim. And he said, "Apil palotzim shehiflius kol shomav." And at the time, the rav there was Reb Eliyahu Eliezer, the son-in-law of Rabbi Saul Salanter. And Reb Chaim Ozer took his daughter as a wife. He married the Rav's daughter. So he's Chaim Heuser is the grandson-in-law of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Unbelievable, not well known. And remember, this is such a young man, and they're mechabit him to give a drasha in the big shul in Vilna. You can imagine what a reputation he had. Probably had shas and poskim at his fingertips, be'iyun, already at this time in his youth. Any event, 2 years later, after his wedding, the shver was nifter, and Reb Chaim Heuser was now 23 years old, and he was chosen to fill the seat of his shver, and he became the rav and the spiritual leader of Yerushalayim Delita, and he became famous b'chol tfutzis Yisrael as a gadol ador b'torah, manig ador b'chol sheilas tzibur. Shailas coming from everywhere. And he was Mod Mit Maser for Abbotzis Torah. He was Miyase Yeshivas, Talmudei Torah. In Tafresh Peidalit, he was Miyase Dvada Yeshivas, to help the Yeshivas. This is Peidalit is 1924. And Ad Yomo Achron Lochod Alabar Avodas HaKodesh. Until he was Nifter on the 5th of Menachem Av, Tafshin. And so was maspid him with Dessler. Very poetic. Hashem erov geonusa b'chol b'torah b'chochma b'anivus b'shem shemayim b'meretz v'kisharon irguni v'chayotze b'ze yamud l'dor apot l'atzila mikilion l'orikam b'ra'esh l'fnei am v'lachet eskol nitzotis ha'kadosha ha'tovim b'yam ha'sora shel zutos ha'mischarim ze b'ze l'shal heves meir. Unbelievable. He was like one of the old generation, an elevated soul, sublime soul, whose soul belongs in those earlier generations filled with light. In times of Shleimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in our poor generation in order to save us. So was Reb Chaim Heuser, Goyen Adoris. His Tshuvis, he was Mechanes in the three Chalokim of Achiezer, one of the Sifrei Yesod, Klal Yisrael. And Reb Chaim Heuser had special Chiba for Rav Huttner. That's why it's published in the Sefer Zikaron of the Palat Pachad Yitzchak. Tshuvas here printed that Reb Chaim Heuser had written when he was all of 14 years old. In the Achiezer, there's a tshuva from when he was 16. It's just not normal. In any event, this tshuva was written on Tu B'Shvat. We just passed Tu B'Shvat recently. Tu B'Shvat Tafresh Tzadi Aleph in the year 1931. Wow. And he writes this letter. Reb Chaim Heuser writes to Hod Kvod Anichbod Vanale Ayin Tzurman Neroyar Oirech Din B'Strasburg Tzarfat. So he was a lawyer. He's writing this letter to a lawyer in Strasbourg in France. So writes Reb Chaim Heuser, Acharei Drishas Shlomo Hatov Yikras Mechtovo Miyom Shishosar Yanuar Higiani. After seeking out your good peace, your dear letter that you wrote. It's interesting, this is a from lawyer, obviously, he's asking Reb Chaim Heuser Shailas, but he wrote the secular date, you know, that's the way the world works, and Reb Chaim Heuser has no problem telling him that this was the date. Miyom, he doesn't give him Musser. He says, oh, using a secular date. No. Reb Chaim Heuser had a very, very beautiful, warm heart. There's a famous story, I think it's my famous Reb Chaim Heuser story. We should really talk more about him in future Shiurim, and to learn more about him, because there are not so many well-known stories about him. He pointed once to a notebook of his, and he says, that's my most important book. I used to think my Chidushei Torah were the most important, but now I see that this is most important. And what was it? It was a record of all the people he had helped, all the people he lent money to, and he gave tzedakah to, and his financial dealings, his chesed dealings. That was what he said is his most important, not his own personal finances, but helping other people. So when he was younger, he thought, oh, you know, my main contribution is my Chiddushei Torah. And then he realized when he got older, as important as Chiddushei Torah were, but he felt more chiba, more love, more affection for his notebook where that talks about all the people that he had helped. So I got your letter from the 16th of January. Merov tir dosai, echarti milahashiv. I have a lot of things, you know. It's not easy being gadol hador. I have so many tir dos, so it took me a while till I answered you. Samachti l'shmoa, I was happy to hear. Kilo alman Yisrael, that the Jewish people are not impoverished. V'chigam b'shtrasburg nimsor rechdin neaman l'mesores avos medaktik b'mitzvus v'shoyel kahalacha. We find a lawyer who is faithful to the tradition of our forefathers, careful about mitzvahs, and asks good questions. Yashem imo v'yal v'yatzlicheu b'chol derachav. God should be with you. You should be elevated. You should be successful in all your ways. Okay, so now let's get to the halacha. Now that we did some history, important to learn Sipurei Tzadikim. And this is a Kurtz Tshuva. You know, we're used to, those who learn Tshuva Svarim know that Tshuvas can be very, very long and complex. But here Reb Chaim gives us a little bit of a hanacha, a little bit of a discount. And he writes a concise Tshuva. Al Dvar Sheilasu Amutul Alechas Barakos Beveis HaMishpat B'Yom HaShabbos. Are you allowed to go to court on Shabbos? And there's going to be no problem of hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos. Other usher things, no muksa problems. They don't have all those electronic eyes and all the other things that we have to deal with today. Bilti mishum daber daber shalav lahagen al schuyos hanidon heim benogel dinei nefoshos b'shevi u'maiser v'heim b'dinei mominus. So the only issue is Dabir Dover, that's not Shabbos, Nish Shabbos Geret, as they say. You know, like people say, oh, Nish Shabbos Geret. And they say, oh, man, I'm doing a deal next week. You know, for this and this amount of money, I don't know, and this, I bought this at real estate, I bought that, I'm selling this, I'm selling that. Nish Shabbos Geret. You know, Lish Lashon Hara Geret. Now let's talk, right? In any event, so he says, this is a Dabir Dover problem, because you have to defend these people, both when it comes to life and death matters, when it comes to going to jail, Chas v'shalom. Monetary matters. So you want to know if that's permitted on Shabbos to defend your clients? And is there a difference between a goy and a Jew? And is it mutter to be paid for this? That's your question. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, Be'ikar adinim rashoi lotzis b'mishpat mavur b'shut habach. Simen kuf memvavim ruven yesh lo chov etel ha'anasu b'shabbos noda shanasi yelech menir mutter leilech b'shabbos likvol olofnei asar yifarenu. V'or lahadir b'chai gavne dikab seida. Oh! So we have an open shuv in the Bach in Kuf Mem Vav, the Bais Chodosh, that if Reuven has a debt, there's, you know, he's somebody in the mafia owes him $50,000, and then this guy on this mafioso, this tough guy on Shabbos, is leaving town, he's skipping town. So it's in Mutter to go on Shabbos and complain in front of the local mayor, whoever's in charge, in order to get your money back before this guy skips town. And the Bach said it's Mutter because there's Pseida. Maybe Raya Meir Rosh, B'Shabbos, Delav Dafka, B'Deleika, Tiru. So he brings a Raya from the Rosh on Shabbos who says, in Perakol Kisve, famous Perak, about saving things from a fire. So if there's a fire, you're allowed to say, Kol Machabein O Mafsid. Anybody who distinguishes the fire is not going to lose. And same thing, B'Chol HaNezek, so you're allowed to cry out when you have a fire on Shabbos. So you're also allowed to cry out when somebody owes you a lot of money. It's Lav Dafka fire. Aye, but there it's Aliyadei Nachri. There the guy is going to save it. But there's a Maisa B'Yadayim. There the guy has to actually extinguish the fire. But if it's only an Isser of Dibur Shel Chol or Motzvah Sasecha, it would be Mutter even Aliyadei Yisrael. Nirid the Mutter Afil Adei Yisrael. Even a Jew is allowed to do it to save money. Brings a Raya from the Rivosh in the name of the Ran and a Jew and Simon Shin Sadi. V'afal Pi Shishaninu. Ain't done a B'Shabbos. Help Yishu Tzorchei Rab. Hasim Yishum Gzerah Shem Yichtov. Ain't Medavar Isser Dibur Bilvad. So, you're not allowed to judge on Shabbos because of Gzeirah Shema Yichtov. But here there's no Gzeirah Shema Yichtov. You're not the judge. and we don't make zeros on our own. So mitzad daber dover, you're allowed to, if there's a hefsed gadol, if there's going to be a big loss. And Mordechai writes in Moed Katan, the Yerushalmi, that you're allowed to complain to the courts or whatever, to the people in charge. On the Moed, so it's Mashma Moed, yes, Shabbos not, Chola Moed, yes, Shabbos not, that's because it's not such a big loss. But if there's going to be a big serious loss, and it's just Dibur, so we're not going to make a Gzeira Shema Yichtov, right? Generally we don't engage in judgments on Shabbos. But the problem you're now allowed to be the judge, ain't done it. But to go in front of the judge, we're not concerned that you're going to write, and therefore the Bach is matir, the Bach permits you to complain to the courts, and here you can't push off, obviously, it's not, you know, we live in a nice democracy here, wherever you happen to be, probably. So you say, hey, you know, we don't, it's my Sabbath, can we make the case on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Sunday? So, but there, it's no chance. So therefore, if they're not going to be able to push it off for another day, you're allowed to go in front of the court on Shabbos and help this person. And certainly when it comes to his personal welfare, being taken to jail and the like, but even monetary issues. And then Reb Chaim Ozer throws a few Meir Makomos. Vayim b'shari tshuva orachayim, ashehebi b'shem shut ezer emes shemati ulashloch l'arkos, vein shut binyan siyon. So in certain cases, in the cases of hefsed, you're allowed to go even to secular courts. When it comes to being taken captivity, certainly one is allowed to. And even if the person is a goy, one is allowed to. Mishum eva. Right? As we find by Yoledas, helping a non-Jewish woman give birth on Shabbos. Mutter mishum eva. So as not to cause hatred. Right, that's why today, that's one of the heterim of being merape a goy on Shabbos, even though Chil Shabbos is forbidden, even for a fuah, there's just a special heter if it's a Jew, but otherwise it's asur. But today, the psak is always that doctors do heal, and one of the reasons is that ideally a doctor shouldn't have a shift on Shabbos, but if he has a shift on Shabbos, then he doesn't distinguish between Jews and Gentiles. Mishum Eva, we don't want to create hatred. So for a Nachri, you're allowed to help him Mishum Eva, and even Dine Maminis. Also, even if it's only a monetary matter, you're allowed to help a Gentile. Also Mishum Eva. And what about being paid? Al Dvar Schar Shabbos, Imakabel Al Atzmo, Kol Dvar Mishpat, Hainu Beirur Inyanam Al Pi Achok, V'achon Adrusha Tomid Mitchila Tzol Shem Mishpat. It's very simple. You're doing preparations. So it's called havla. Like you're a waiter. You're a Shabbos waiter, right? So how are you getting paid for serving on Shabbos? The answer is, you will prepare on Erev Shabbos. On Friday you're working. You're doing work cleaning up on Motzei Shabbos. So you get paid by havla. It's all mixed in. You're getting paid for your work on the weekday. And then with that, you're also getting the Shabbos. As long as it's not only for Shabbos, it's Beseder Gomor. And here also, you're doing your hachanas, and therefore, since you're getting paid also for your preparation, it's not going to be Schar Shabbos. But if you're only getting paid just for the court appearance, and the court appearance is on Shabbos, then you can't get paid. Kol zeka safti leman kavodo v'imesh rav bir b'vadi amalas kavodo ram l'siyashev ito. This I all wrote for your honor, for your dignity. I don't want to not answer you. It's not nice. Somebody writes you a letter to ignore them. Same probably applies to an email. Unless it's, you know, some guy from Africa who promises you that if you'll just, you know, give him your bank information, he wants to deposit $40 million in your account. I don't know if you have to answer such a person. I would. Anyway, but he wants to answer his letter. But if you have a rav in your town, so then you should ask your rav. Vinini choysein bebracha meruba, yatzlich b'chol inyanov. So you should be matzliach in all your inyanim. You should be elevated in joy and greatness, like your precious soul, and the precious ones, and like the soul of the one who honors and dignifies you. So Reb Chaim Ozer writes a very beautiful letter, Kurz und Deutlich, Katzar v'Lanyan, and he gives the person a Mekel Psak to appear in court on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatzilenu Mishgios Umitorasenu Yareinu Neflos, like the Meshivim answer in their Tshuvas, and we should see Amir Tashem the Geula Hashleima. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.